A solid 3-to-1 favorite, the gifted pugilist did not disappoint, bringing home the coveted gold to ticker tape parades and a hero's welcome. Signing a professional contract just a month later, Clay went to work over the next 3 years mowing down the best young challengers. Under the tutelage of boxing's premier trainer, Angelo Dundee, Clay polished his rope-a-dope skills and learned to capitalize on his uncanny quickness with the inventive Ali Shuffle.
When I stop dancing and start fighting, I'll be in trouble. That's the way it seems. But the trouble is, 12 rounds ain't too long, and I'm in shape to dance 20. But the trouble, you look up and they say, you've lost 7 rounds. You gotta knock him out. And you don't knock him out. 8th round, you lost 8 rounds. And you can't win against me on point. It's impossible.
And now, a few thoughts from the phenomenal fighter on the grand occasion of his 20th birthday.
Addicted to win the championship at the age of 21. I'm out to break Floyd Patterson's record. And by this being my 20th birthday today, January the 17th, that leaves me exactly 1 year to reach my goal in order to win this championship. So whoever stands in my path at that time, either Liston or Patterson, one of them will fall.
When he beat the aging holder of 10 heavyweight titles, Archie Moore, and survived a scare against British great Henry Cooper in 1963, Clay's backers, the millionaire brain trust called the Louisville Sponsoring Group, knew their cocky kid was ready for the supreme test, a go at the heavyweight title. Set between 22-year-old Clay and two-time champion Sonny Liston, everyone predicted disaster for the spunky young challenger. No matter how talented this brash Kentucky thoroughbred, Liston's experience and explosive punches, not to mention his rap sheet which included armed robbery, would inevitably bring down young Clay.
I've had 180 amateur fights, World Olympic gold medal winner in Rome, Italy, two-time United States Golden Glove champion, two-time United States AAU champion, Pan American champion, Diamond Belt champion, a world second ranking heavyweight, and I'm as pretty as you and you're not a fighter.
So when the gong rings and the referee sings out, the winner and Sonny Liston will fall, Cassius Clay will be the noblest Roman of them all.
Sonny might be great, but he will leave in 8 if he wants. I'll get him in 7. He'll be in a worse fix if I cut it to 6. If he keeps talking jive, he'll go in 5. If he make me sore, he'll go like more. If he keeps talking about me, I'll get him in 3. If that don't do, he'll fall in 2. And if he run, he'll go in 1. And if he don't want to fight, he should keep himself home that night.
He has expressed his dream. He wants to punish me. But has he forgotten he's fighting Mohali? He couldn't have been talking to some angel from heaven. Now he has the nerve to predict I will fall in 11. If this is a joke, then it's at the wrong time. Just for him being so rash, he must fall in round 9.
Tell all of the people out there who betting on Sonny that all of them are gonna lose their money and get to the fight early because I might get him in 1.
In this rare quote, Muhammad mouths off on high-profile opponents, Sonny Liston and Floyd Patterson.
I'm not going to get knocked out. If he wants me, you tell this to your camera, your TV man, your radio man, and you right there in the whole world. If Sonny Liston whoops me, I'll kiss his feet in the rain. I'm not fall out of the rain on my knees. Tell him he's the greatest and catch the next jet out of the country. That's what I think about Sonny Liston. There ain't a heavyweight in the world on 2 distance. There's not a heavyweight who can even keep up with me. I hit a man so fast, slow motion cameras can't detect the speed.
Have you made your reservation?
The fight is on. The annihilation is on. I'm so happy. Let's get it on. Wanna go now? Come on. I'll whoop you now.
The crowd ain't big enough yet.
Boy, Patterson was so scared, he couldn't walk. Man, I ain't scared. I come to your house at 2 o'clock in the morning looking for you. I ain't scared of nobody.